Crime Alert. I'm Nancy Grace, breaking crime news now. Our Jennifer Gould standing by. Jennifer.
Nancy, a routine trip to Miami International Airport spiraled into a mother's worst nightmare when a complete stranger allegedly snatched her 4-year-old son from a security checkpoint, claiming divine instruction. In a scene of sheer terror, Alvina Omsiri Agba, a 23-year-old traveler from England, stands accused of kidnapping the child, sparking a frantic struggle as the boy's mother fought to get him back. The shocking incident began at approximately 4:30 in the morning at Security Checkpoint 5, where Nadine Joseph was trying to navigate her crying son through the line. Agba approached, offering to calm the child. In a moment of vulnerability, Joseph allowed her to hold him, but the gesture of kindness quickly soured when Agba walked away with the little boy, a panicked Joseph close on her heels. When confronted, Agba allegedly declared, quote, "No, this is my child," end quote, and then wrapped her arms and legs around the boy in a desperate attempt to secure him. A physical struggle ensued as Joseph tried to pry her son free, with Agba reportedly pushing her and grabbing the child's legs, leaving him with deep scratches on his body. The chaotic confrontation drew the attention of a Global X Air employee, Nailit Montano, who bravely intervened. She spoke to the media via a translator.
I ran behind the counter and crouched down to protect the boy. She tried to get under the counter, but when police got there, she ran away.
Agba pursued them, screaming for quote-unquote her child, as three men formed a human barrier to prevent her from taking him again. The accused woman then fled the scene, but was apprehended at another checkpoint. During questioning by deputies, a bizarre explanation emerged. Agba claimed she intended to take the child to a rainbow-painted wall to soothe him, adding, quote, "God told her to do it," end quote. Authorities confirmed she was not under the influence of drugs or alcohol. Agba faces charges of interference with custody and 2 counts of battery. She's currently being held at Turner Guilford Knight Correctional Center on a $3,500 bond. Despite his scratches, the boy was well enough to board his flight with his mom. For the latest crime and justice news, follow Crime Stories with Nancy Grace on your favorite podcast app. Nancy.
Thanks, Jennifer. More crime and justice news after this.
A Florida man stands accused of a ghoulish, unimaginable crime, brutally murdering a mother of two before forcing her boyfriend to help him dispose of the body, all while the killer wore the victim's dress and a wig. According to court documents, the depraved act was triggered by a seemingly mundane argument over household bills. Police say 42-year-old Arnaldo Citron murdered Guajara Velez Bonilla, a 41-year-old mom, after she confronted him for not paying his share of the expenses. The bloodbath began after midnight in the Riverview, Florida home, where Velez Bonilla, her 2 teenage sons, and her cousin, who was Citron's girlfriend, Giselle Santiago Bonilla, all lived. After Velez Bonilla confronted him, Citron allegedly pushed the victim to the floor of the kitchen, armed himself with a kitchen knife from the counter, and began stabbing the victim repeatedly while swearing at her. The horror escalated when Velez Bonilla's boyfriend, Elga Davis II, walked in during the attack. Citron, with the help of his girlfriend, cornered Davis and allegedly threatened him, telling him he would, quote, "help them clean it up or he was next," end quote. The killer also threatened to kill Davis and the victim's 16-year-old son, who was in his bedroom, if they spoke to anyone. For the next 4 hours, Citron allegedly forced Davis to help with the cleanup. They wrapped the victim's body in porch screening and stuffed it into a cardboard box. At one point, Velez Bonilla's 16-year-old emerged from his room, but the killers just told him his mom had left. The disturbing ordeal took an unhinged turn when Citron ordered Davis to change into his dead girlfriend's clothing while he himself donned a dress and a curly, poofy wig for the ride. Instead of burying her as planned, they drove to a dense mangrove swamp in the Whedon Island Preserve near St. Petersburg, where they dumped Velez Bonilla's body. They also tossed the murder weapon and other evidence into the swamp. Cintron reportedly offered to share some of the victim's money with Davis in exchange for his silence, but he refused the money. After the killers left the scene, Davis went straight to the cops, bravely leading deputies to the scene and exposing the entire plot. Cintron has been charged with second-degree murder with a weapon. Santiago Bonilla faces a charge of accessory after the fact, with both also charged with unlawfully holding or moving a dead human body, tampering with evidence, and tampering with a witness. Cintron is being held without bond. Santiago Bonilla, her bond is set at $200,000 as the investigation continues. And finally, a terrified woman's silent plea for help at a 7-Eleven in Alhambra, California, led to a dramatic and heroic rescue. Her subtle, life-saving hand gesture was spotted by a quick-thinking employee who immediately called 911. 7-Eleven co-worker Shamsur Singh spoke to NBC4 News.
He did a great job because she needed a help, and that was a good time he did. He made a good call.
The actions of the unidentified employee led to the arrest of a violent domestic abuse suspect, John Glenn Palumbi, 38, of Glendora. Body cam footage from the Alhambra Police Department captured the unfolding drama as officers calmly approached the victim and Palumbi inside the store. Listen.
Are you okay? Yeah. Are you okay? Yeah. Do you mind if I talk to you real quick?
Me?
Yeah. Over here? Is it okay?
After separating them, they determined a domestic violence incident had indeed occurred. When an officer tried to pat down Palumbi, bolted, sprinting out of the store. Officers gave chase, tackling him in the parking lot. Further investigation revealed the career criminal had an active warrant and was carrying a stun gun. Palumbi is facing charges related to his arrest, and court records indicate a long history of prior convictions for parole violations, firearms offenses, robbery, drug charges, and leading police on a pursuit. The victim, whose identity remains undisclosed for her safety, is now free from her captor thanks to a small hand gesture that spoke volumes. Palumbi is due in court on September 11th. See, not all heroes wear capes. Some are clerks. Nancy.
For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. And please join us for our daily podcast, Crime Stories, where we do our best to find missing people, especially children, and help solve unsolved homicides. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace. This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.